Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We heard about apostasy last Tuesday with Professor Harvilla, and even last Friday we heard about Paul's workers or friends falling away from the faith. I'm not sure why the readings are focused in Hebrews and why some of the readings are focused on the topic of apostasy, but as we heard last week, if a person is afraid that they have committed this unforgivable sin, then we for sure must forgive them. For their sins are forgiven through God's grace or the grace of God. The context of our sermon today, though, is that the writer of Hebrews is giving a warning to converted Christians. Converted Christians of his day that perhaps were falling away. Perhaps they were kind of lazy in their study of theology, the study of God. And he wanted to give them a stern warning, a very stern warning. Of course, our text doesn't really start at 6:1. It really starts at 5:11 when he starts with a sharp rebuke on account of their spiritual sluggishness, their spiritual laziness, their spiritual not being fed or not wanting to be fed, talking about they are still being fed milk, or they should have been being fed more mature, solid theology. So our text starts with, therefore, let us leave the elementary teaching about Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts of the death of sin and of faith in God, instruction about baptism, the laying on of the hands, the resurrection of the dead, and the eternal judgment. And then he goes on and says, and God permitting, we will do it. As we look at this part of the text, we see that there basically is three parts to it that has two parts to each part. Repentance of faith, repentance and faith are the prerequisites of Christian life. They mark the person's turning from spiritual darkness to the light of God's grace in Christ Jesus. Next, two, baptism and laying on of the hands. Through baptism, as we have just witnessed this morning, a person becomes a member of the body of Christ. They become children of God, receiving also through the laying on of hands such blessings that is for them as a child of God. And the final two he writes about is a person looking forward to the resurrection of the dead and the last judgment, life eternal. And this morning, we look at this and say, great, that is truly the foundation teaching of our church. The beginning, the middle, or the end. But what he's saying is that perhaps you need more than that. Perhaps he's saying to us this morning that, yes, you have studied Walter and Pieper, but there's more. Beyond that, get off the foundation of your faith. Get off the teachings and move forward. Move beyond that. But he's not saying forget it. He's not saying leave them behind. He's saying this is the foundation. And so this is the foundation that is laid, the foundation of the converts into this Christian faith. He's trying to spur his audience into getting off their theological backside and going deeper into theology to discuss more deeper things, as the study of Melchizedek. Because we see in Hebrews, before this chapter, he mentions that, and even after this chapter, he mentions that. deeper into the study. Of course, we have to look at the next part of our text. This is where he gives the warning. Perhaps a more stern warning than before. It gives a warning about becoming lazy, drifting away. Not just lazy and staying on a theological diet of milk, but that they should become perhaps bored, lazy, and fall away. This part of the passage, we see a warning against denial of the faith. We see a description of this type of person involving 4 points. First, those who have been enlightened by the Holy Spirit through the Word, and that have spiritual understanding of Christ and of their redemption through Christ. In other words, Christians, such as have been called out of the darkness of godlessness to the marvelous light of Christ. Secondly, to those who have tasted the heavenly gift, the gift of salvation in Christ, as a precious gift of grace, the forgiveness of sins, all the blessings of the adopted children, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Third, they have furthermore become partakers of the Holy Spirit. They have been sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise, the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchase. And finally, a person who has tasted the splendid and excellent Word of God and the powers of the future life, they feel they realize the mighty influence which God's Word of promise exerts them in their body, soul, and mind. This person, undoubtedly, is a person who has been baptized, placed their trust in his salvation, anticipated the joys of eternal life by reason of the power given them through the Word, and now they fall away in spite of the saving knowledge. By a deliberate denial of the knowledge. And then they return to repentance. Their return to repentance is impossible. For the reason of this fact, it is not to be sought in God, as though his gracious intention and his will in their behalf has not been sincere. No, it's a person themselves. And the warning that he gives to us is that if a person does this, he crucifies Christ within himself. He's saying that Christ is no longer valid. He no longer means anything. His sacrifice, his death, his resurrection really didn't happen. For someone to believe and then to fall away. For us today, maybe this is a warning for us to be very concerned not only for ourselves, but for those who we'll be caring for, those who will be in our congregations, those who perhaps have tasted the Christ and his resurrection and yet have fallen away. Of course, the writer this morning is not saying that his audience, his readers, are that way. He's just giving them a warning to say, beware. Beware. Beware that you do not become sluggish. Beware that you do not become lazy. Beware that you do not stay with just milk, but you go on into the study of theology. This perhaps also is a warning for us this morning. A warning that says, beware. Go on. Study. And study more. And study more. And know that Christ has truly died and rose again for your salvation. That as children of God, and as we witness this morning the baptism, as children of God, we look forward to that last part of eternal life with him. And may God permit us to do his will. Amen.